Welcome to the Gen Z Today podcast. I'm your host, Jordan Whitmer, founder and CEO of How to Life Movement and the Z Conference. Many Gen Z Christians have told me that they want to make a difference, but they're not sure how, especially when it comes to the Great Commission. On Gen Z Today, we discuss practical ways for how you can boldly live and lead for Christ. Wherever you are in your walk with God, and wherever you live in the world, we are so excited that you are here to join this global community of young people. This is a conversation about the confident hope we have in Jesus and what He is doing in our generation. Welcome to Gen Z Today. Well, hello, hello to all of you that are listening. This is Jordan Whitmer with the Gen Z Today podcast. I am so glad that you are here. And whether this is your first time tuning in or your 11th time tuning in, I am so glad that you are here and joining me and my guests about the conversation that we're having about living for Jesus, living and leading for Jesus in Generation Z. And each and every week, I have amazing guests on here, and we talk about that exact theme. We talk about what it means to follow Jesus. We talk about how to lead for Him, how to make a difference for Christ, even sometimes when we're not sure how. And I love sharing stories, and often we'll talk about the ministry that I lead called the How to Life Movement, and you've had a chance to hear from some of my friends that have also been a part of the How to Life Movement, and the guests on the podcast today are also a part of the How to Life Movement, but unlike most of my guests who have been from the U.S. so far, these are, I think, my first international guests, and they are from Canada, and we love Canada. Canada is an awesome country, and I think Americans often forget about Canada, but that is a problem because Canada is an amazing country. I love Canada a lot. I love spending time up there when I can and driving through Ontario and Quebec and British Columbia and all the other amazing provinces and places. There are some great people up there, and they are awesome. And my two guests today, they are helping. They're two of the core leaders leading the leadership team for an upcoming event we are doing in Canada, although it's not going to be as much in person right now because the pandemic and restrictions are still pretty strong in Canada. But we are doing a digital event. It's called the How to Life Canada Conference. And we are going to talk more about that in a second. You will hear about that from these amazing leaders. So I want to go ahead and welcome to the program Kayla Smith and Talia Milkey. They are from Ontario. How are you both doing today?
Doing good. Doing pretty good.
Yes, I'm also doing good today.
Yes, yes. Well, welcome, Kayla. Welcome, Talia. I'm excited to have you on the podcast just to talk about what God has been doing in your lives and in Canada and through this How to Life Canada event that's coming together. Before we start off, Kayla, I just want to hear a little from you. I know we were talking just a moment ago about the journey of how we initially connected. And do you just want to share kind of that the story you were sharing just a second ago and kind of how you heard about How to Life, how we got connected, when we first met up in Ontario, and then kind of the journey from there?
For sure. Yeah. So I've been a part of How to Life for the past, I want to say maybe 2-3 years now. I found out about it through MMA Jenkins. And then I looked into it and I'm like, whoa, that thing's really cool. And reached out. And then I talked to one of the regional leaders at the time, who was Michaela Vollman, said to her. And then that's how to Life Peel Halton, which is what it originally was, came to be. So we got started planning an event, and then there were some other complications. We didn't get to have our first event, and then we decided to come back stronger and try to plan a second event, and then COVID hit. But How to Life has been such a huge thing in my life, especially over the past year, which is funny because there hasn't been like very many events or anything like that, but it's been so incredible getting to meet other Gen Zers who are just as passionate about Jesus. Because last year, right before all of the COVID and pandemic hit in January, we got to have our International Jubilee Retreat. And that was a huge turning point for me in my whole journey with Hollow Life, because it became more of a, less of a, okay, this is just me and what I'm doing here. And I saw how God was moving globally through this movement. And then I just got so hyped up and then went back. How I met Jordan, the funny story. So
yes, yes.
I met Jordan the summer before, I think it was summer 2019. Yeah. And he texted me like, hey, I'm going to be in Canada. Do you want to meet up for lunch? And I'm like, yeah, absolutely. And I sent him the restaurant or the address for a burger place. At this point, I had no clue, not a single clue that Jordan was a vegetarian. And so I got to the place and Jordan's like, yep, I'm a vegetarian. It was a very, I don't know. I felt really bad. I had no idea.
No, it's pretty funny. Honestly. I think, but that was the thing. They had veggie burgers there. I had a veggie burger, and places like Canada are much more convenient when it comes to vegetarian options and plant-based, whereas some of our U.S. states where I live are very much like, you need to eat meat, get meat on your bones. I'm like, well, I'm a vegetarian, and places like Canada are much more conducive to the vegetarian lifestyle, honestly. But who knew that would lead to you now leading and coordinating a nationwide How to Life Canada event. Woo! Digitally, that is coming together in June. And what are those dates? Let's just go ahead and share those. What are the dates for How to Life Canada?
So the dates for How to Life Canada are June 4th and June 5th. So June 4th is going to be more of like a gospel night, very chill, right? There might be some giveaways. We don't know. We'll see. But it's going to be a very exciting night. The gospel will be preached, and then Saturday will take more of a discipleship approach. So you'll learn how to go deeper in your faith and what is the Great Commission, and just more, has more of a focus on the depth of our faith.
And that's amazing. I'm really excited for this, because I just think it'll be awesome. I know we've talked some about how in Canada, sometimes they're and honestly everywhere, just anytime there's an opportunity to do something like this, where it's, in this case, all Canadian Christian teenagers and people from Gen Z from across the country. Yeah, I think it's amazing what's going to happen with this, people coming together for this event to share the gospel, to encourage our generation across Canada is really going to be something special. So I'm really excited for this. I know it's going to be an amazing time, and I love how the team is coming together and all of these incredible next steps for sure. Talia, I want to hear from you a little bit now. Can you share how exactly did you get connected with How to Life in Canada and with Kayla and all of this?
So Kayla and I met at a camp probably 2 years ago, a summer camp, and we kind of talked a bit there. And then probably a month and a half ago, I got a DM on Instagram from Kayla saying that she was a part of this super cool conference, and she's organizing this great conference for Gen Zs in Canada, and asked if I would want to hop on a Zoom call and see if it's something I'd be interested in being a part of. So I got on that one Zoom call, and I've just started jumping in as much as I can since then.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I know often when we plan How to Life events and initiatives like this, we talk about the spiritual tone in our communities and in our countries and what it's like to be a young person today. And I know in the U.S., there are very few young people, very few teenagers that truly do follow Jesus. The statistic I share about the U.S. all the time is that it's as little as 4% of teens that have a biblical worldview in America. And that's pretty concerning. It's very unfortunate and sad that it's as little as that truly know what it means to follow Jesus. And it just shows that the high majority of teens and young people that we go to school with just don't know who Jesus is, and they don't follow him. And I know that's sad, because we know that Jesus is the only hope for our generation. Kayla, I'd love to come back to you here and just hear a little bit of your thoughts on what is it like? You are a teenager, a high school student in Canada. What is it like to be a Christian young person in Canada, and how would you describe like the spiritual tone of Ontario and at least your circles and communities that you know?
Absolutely. So here at least in Ontario, it's super diverse, which is so incredible, seeing like different people coming from different places. I think I've heard it described as like the US is more of like a melting pot, whereas Canada is more of a mosaic, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
There's a bunch of different cultures represented everywhere, and it's so beautiful. At the same time, because of that mosaic, faith isn't talked about as much, or at least Christianity isn't like talked about as much because of the different cultures and the different religions. Like, for example, a lot of my neighbors right now are celebrating Ramadan, which is like the Muslim holiday. And then like my neighbors on the other side are Buddhist. So there's like so many different faiths, even in just my small area. So there's not as much conversation about, okay, this is my, maybe in smaller circles, but like at large, there's not much of a conversation about faith. So it really hurts not to see. I love seeing the different representation, but at the same time, like knowing who Jesus is and like how he's changed my life, it's hard not seeing that like represented around me, if that makes sense. So I think here in Ontario, a lot of people know of him, or at least maybe they attend the Catholic school, because here in Ontario, Catholic school is free, or they attend, or there's like, they've seen one of the televangelists on the media, or some of the other things, like they've heard of Jesus, but there's this disconnect between knowing of this guy who they may see as a fictional character and knowing who he truly is. Because maybe a lot of them, maybe they've grown up in the church a lot. People just have like no recollection of the church, but they've heard it from other people. They're just this disconnect of like, okay, yeah, Jesus, guy, cool, whatever. But it doesn't change who they are. And I think that's a big part of my heart for this, is just seeing people know Jesus, go from that knowing of him, that, okay, yeah, he was this guy, this cool dude, yeah. But going from that to he died for me, he's my savior, and I want to live for him.
Wow. No, that is so, so fascinating. I know I know when I visited Canada and also like places like London, I'm blown away by the amazing diversity that is in some of these global cities. And I think I heard somewhere that one out of like 50% of people in Toronto were born somewhere other than Canada. Just statistics like that are like really, really fascinating. And I don't think enough like United States people know that sort of reality, both for Canada and then even in some U.S. cities, places like Houston and Chicago and Dallas and California and New York. Like there's so much amazing diversity from around the world, and I love that, and I totally agree. That's one of the most beautiful things, I think, of some of our areas today, especially when it can be that mosaic. But also too, just knowing that Jesus is our hope and seeing people experience Christ, I think that's so. Very important. I think an important nuance and an aspect of sharing the gospel in our world today that we all need to continue to learn about and just figure out how exactly are we going to best share the gospel in such amazing multicultural contexts. Talia, what would you say just about kind of the spiritual tone of Canada and in your area where you live and kind of what your experience has been?
I feel like most people that I've talk to. They know who Jesus is. They know kind of about this, but they don't know the specifics of how good Jesus is and how great he is. I feel like most people that I've talked to have had a bad first impression with religion and with the church, and that's kind of what has driven them away. And it's so sad for me to see my friends be like, oh, I don't know. Like when I first went away to college, I'm just finishing up my second year. And right before I went into my first year, I was so nervous because I was like, I feel like people are going to have a perceived notion of like what a Christian looks like. And I believe that one of the reasons why I'm in the field that I'm in is to show people in communities who might not know how good Jesus is and I've just heard like not great things and I've been driven away by the church. I believe that my purpose in this field is to show them like Jesus's love and Jesus is so good and he died on the cross for you and that is such a beautiful thing. And kind of just going back to the basics. And so I was really surprised when I went to school and I had my friends start asking me like, okay, so what is this? Because I have like Jesus follower in my bio. And I had a few of my friends be like, I wasn't sure what to think about you when I first met you over social media. But then when we started talking in person, they're like, you are nothing like what I expected. Because I believe one of the most amazing things about Christianity is everyone has all these different gifts, right? And I think that there are so many people that are called to preach the gospel, and that is incredible, but that is not my gift. I really respect people that can do that, but I know that's not where my talents lie. And one of the most beautiful things about Christianity, in my opinion, is that it is also so action-based and focused on how you treat others and how you respect others. And that's been so exciting to show other people. But I really do think a lot of people in Canada and like know who Jesus is, but they don't know like the truth of who he is, if that makes any sense.
Yeah. No, that's amazing. I think just to think exactly that whole point, that so often when we connect with people in our worlds, a lot of people, they see Jesus or Christianity and they just think, oh, like that's like all the bad things in the world today are somehow connected to Christians. It seems like there's just the reputation of Christians has been really, really just tarnished in many ways, especially in North America and in Europe. Just there's been a lot of stuff lately that a lot of people have done a lot of bad things in the name of Jesus. However, I've mentioned this on recent podcasts as well. Just the good news is that Jesus doesn't ask us to follow his followers. He asks us to follow him. And that's what's great, is that for us, it doesn't matter what Christians do. It does matter what Jesus does for us. And that's what our salvation is based on, is our relationship with him and what he has done for us. And I know for me, that's just so my foundation in life. So, well, this is awesome. I want to move along. We have a scripture passage here, and Kayla, I'd love for you to read this and kind of just share some of your thoughts on in Ephesians 3:20, I believe. That is the theme verse for this How to Life Canada conference that is coming together. And once again, for all of you listening, if you know someone from Canada or if you are Canadian, we would love for you to be a part of the How to Life Canada conference. And it'll be June 4th and 5th. And follow How to Life Canada on Instagram for more details. But Kayla, can you share with us Ephesians 3:20 and 21, just kind of those verses there, and just kind of what the theme verse is for How to Life Canada and why you chose that verse?
For sure. So the verse, Ephesians 3:20, now to him who is able to do above and beyond all that we think, all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within us. To him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen. So the theme for our conference is there is more, because like just even out of this verse, I think 2020 or this past, not just 2020, but I think this past year had us all wondering, is there more? Like, we were locked up in our house for so many months, left to ponder everything there is to ponder. And I think everyone in the world was asking that question. Is there more to life than this? Is there more to the way that I see the church? Is there more to the way I see community? Is there more to the way that, is there more to my life even? Is there more to my friendships? And I think so often we try to find the answer in other things, but the answer is we're only able to find it in Jesus. Like in the verse it talks about, now to him who was able to do above and beyond. Like the more that our hearts are seeking, the thing that our hearts are searching for, it can only be found through Jesus. It can only be found through what he can do. On our own, we're not going to be able to find this more because we weren't created to find it on our own. The fullness of joy, the fullness of what we're seeking is life in Jesus. Like even John 10:10, I came that you may have life to the full. He is the fullness. He is the way that we find the more our hearts are seeking. We're not even find the more. He is the more that our hearts are seeking. Mm-hmm, and that's something I'm super excited about with this conference is like, there is more to community. There is more to the church. There is more to our lives. And that's found in Jesus. That's found in the fullness of who he is.
That's amazing, Kayla. I love that verse. I just think, and I know for me, this has been a very key verse for me in my life and with ministry and just knowing exactly that to him who is able to do far more abundantly than we can ask or think. I know other translations say ask or imagine. And I just think that's incredible to think, look, God is so good and he can do so much more. And I love that theme. There is more, because a lot of people are wondering exactly that, especially amidst a pandemic when it's like, I am stuck at home in my room, eating ice cream, watching Netflix. Is there more to life than this? And we know the answer to that is absolutely yes. And it is because of Christ. And that is so, so amazing. Talia, what do you have to add to all of this here? The theme, there is more, kind of your thoughts on all this.
I think Kayla summed it up really well. But if I were to kind of tack anything on top of that, I think that in Gen Z today, like, I think people are more receptive to who this Jesus guy is, because like the truth is, like, if you don't have faith in something right now, I don't know how you're getting through this pandemic. Like, it's been so difficult. Like, Jesus has been there through the whole thing. And so I think, like, even though this pandemic does not make any sense to my human brain, I gotta trust that, like, it's happening in this time for a reason. And I think that through conferences like this and like conversations happening online, I think Jesus is going to come into the hearts and lives of so many Gen Zs.
No, that's amazing. I totally think that that's exactly the case. That's crazy to think, just for all of us, they're like, I know I wouldn't be able to make it through a pandemic like this. None of us really could really comprehend. How do you make it through such an awful world situation? There's people dying, there's all this stuff, and it's like, whoa, why is this happening? This is really, really crazy, and it's causing for a lot of people probably like a lack of faith. But for us, it's like, no, like, God is still on the throne amidst everything going on, and he is our hope, and our generation needs him, and they need this hope more than ever in our world today. So I love that, and I love that theme. I think that's amazing and will be an incredible, incredible focus for this continued conversation. As we begin to wrap up the conversation here, this has been awesome having both of you on here, Kayla and Talia, just to talk some about what God's been doing in Canada and in your area. Well, as we begin to wrap up, we always love to pray for the people listening and just that God would move in their lives. Kayla, would you be willing to kind of just to pray for everyone that's listening here?
Absolutely. Yeah. All right, Lord, I just thank you so much for every person on the sound of my voice right now, God. I just thank you for their lives and that you've led them here to this podcast. And I just pray that you would just move in their lives, God. Give them ideas and solutions on how to reach their areas for you, God. And that you would just even put it on their hearts, like, what do you want? And that they wouldn't, it would just be them stepping into what you're already doing. That you would soften hearts in all over the world to the gospel, God. And that your name would be known, the goodness of who you are would be known, that the fact that you are the one that our hearts are seeking would just rest on those listening in today, God. We love you and we thank you that you are just so good and we can find the fullness of everything we need in you, God. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Before we finish here, I just want to encourage each and every one of you listening. This has been an amazing conversation to talk with Kayla and Talia. They are two amazing examples of Gen Z young leaders that are making their lives count for Christ. Kayla is in high school. Talia is university, college age, and they're making their lives count for Christ, both through helping coordinate this How to Life Canada event and the other just amazing ways that God is using them in their own lives. And I want to encourage each and every one of you that you can make a difference. And again, we talk about this every time on the Gen Z Today podcast about making a difference for Christ, even when you're not sure how. And Kayla and Talia are doing exactly this. They are making their lives count for Christ, as well as a team of dozens of other Canadian young Christian leaders that have come together for this event. This is an idea. This How to Life Canada idea is going to be. It's kind of like the Z conference that we did last December. But as the Z conference was global, this conference is just for one country. And we want to see more things like that happen around the world. So maybe you're British and you're like, you know, we should do a British How to Life UK national digital event like this, or maybe you're from Australia or other countries in the world, the Philippines, or any country that you live in. I know we're wanting to see some of this happen, both some digital events as well as in-person events, because we do believe that events and sharing the gospel are huge, and just having opportunities to come together as community, the body of Christ, for discipleship, for coming together. And to me, that's what's really, really encouraging about this Canada event. And we've got a really cool team. It's a mix of some younger Christian Canadian TikTok people. I know there's a handful of them. Kayla, can you tell us who are kind of those the ones on the team that are like Christian influencers of sorts?
Yeah, so on our team, Katie Patterson, or on TikTok, she's known as Katie Patty. Sam Superlit, Dana, Mary, Alexa, Scotia, and then Austin White is a new addition. But yeah, they've been so awesome just diving in with everyone and just as we team build, just getting to know the people that we maybe have seen in our For You page a few times, like, oh, but they're like so down to earth and real. And also those who, like, the people who I've like never met, and it's like, whoa, just connecting Christians that I had no idea existed. It was so easy in our Christian walk to be like, oh my goodness, I'm all alone in this, but no, there's so many different Christians from all over. And that's one thing that I've been so blessed to see through this, is just the connections that have been formed.
No, I love that. And it's really cool. It's like everyone has a different gift, and some of these guys are Christian influencers of sorts that do have a couple tens of thousands of followers on TikTok, some cases hundreds of thousands. But it's just a really great opportunity to bring together leaders like that, but then also working alongside just other amazing leaders that are organizers, people like Kayla that are just helping organize and lead the way and put this together. And then others that are young speakers and missionaries are just people, but everybody on this team is a part of Gen Z. So it's Gen Z Canadians by Gen Z for Gen Z. And we're really excited for this. I think it's going to be amazing, and I can't wait to see what God does. Kayla and then Talia, how if someone wants to follow, start with how can someone get connected to How to Life Canada if they are Canadian and interested, and then for like the Instagram and all that, and then how can someone follow you personally on Instagram and social media if they want to follow you?
So if you want to get connected with How to Life Canada, you can follow us on Instagram or on TikTok at How to Life Canada. And then we're launching our website soon as well. So if you want to, you'll find that under the How to Life Canada account. And then if you want to follow me personally, my Instagram is at KKAYLAMARIE. It's really hard to find usernames when you have a name like Kayla Marie. So that's why it's so complicated. But yeah.
And if you want to follow me on Instagram, it's just Talia Milky. My last name is a little difficult to spell. So Milky is M-I-E-L-K-E.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, this has been amazing, Kayla and Talia. Thanks for taking some time today to talk about the How to Life Canada conference. And again, if you're listening and if you're Canadian or if you know someone Canadian, we want you to follow at How to Life Canada. And even if you're not from Canada, but you want to like follow and like see what's going on, like follow the page and just kind of stay in touch. And we're really excited for what this is going to entail and look like. But we're looking forward to this. I'm excited. And we'd love to see more of this happen in even other places. And again, if you're interested in learning about How to Life in any way, you can also reach out to just How to Life Movement in general, just kind of our main page. And we would love to help you get going. And so thanks again to all of you for listening. Thanks for tuning in. Again, whether this is your first time listening to a podcast, we have some amazing other episodes that I would love for you to listen to and tune into. And all of them talk about living and leading for Jesus in this generation. And make sure to listen to some of the others. We've got some amazing guests, amazing conversations that have taken place. And I hope and pray that they will encourage you and challenge you to make a difference for Christ in your own lane and to truly just be more and more passionate for Him. So thank you, Kayla. Thank you, Talia, for being on the podcast today. This has been awesome having you on.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.
Thank you for listening. I invite you to subscribe, leave a rating or review, and tell your friends about the Gen Z Today podcast. Tune in each Wednesday for a brand new episode. On Instagram, you can follow at Gen Z Today podcast, as well as my page at Jordan R. Whitmer. The Gen Z Today podcast is sponsored by How to Life Movement, the nonprofit ministry organization I founded, which exists to equip Gen Z young people to boldly make a difference for Jesus. This podcast and How to Life Movement are made possible because of the generous financial partnership of friends like you. To find out more, visit our website, genztoday.com. That website, again, is genztoday.com. Gen Z Today is excited and grateful to be a part of the Converge Podcast Network. Please know that you are uniquely positioned by God to make a difference. See you next time on Gen Z Today.
This show is part of the Converge Podcast Network.